Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Monk puts it up. And Curry's got the board. Green gets tied up. And a technical has been assessed. Sabonis is down.
Let me say this. Draymond stepped on him, but Sabonis grabbed his leg first.
Look at the fans. This is it, you know. We're here to fight. You know, so
Draymond Green is taking the floor. Oh, that was game two of that first round series where the stump heard around the world. But you heard Jim Jackson on the call for TNT and Iron Eagle. Jim Jackson said Sabonis grabbed the leg first, which I thought he did. And then, of course, Draymond Green goes full WWE. The problem was Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league, and Joe Dumars was in the building. And that got him ejected. That got him popped. Wait, did he get ejected in that basketball game? I don't even remember if he got ejected or not. I just remember the suspension in Game 3, and the Warriors didn't win Game 3 to get back into the series. But there's some beef with Sabonis, and this is what's great. You know, so Sunday, you know, Fitz has a sting. Don't bring up the turnovers. Don't bring up the turnovers.
Why?
Because it happens. But he's like, don't bring up the turnovers. You're going to speak it into existence. And Bookie's like, yo, we kind of got to talk about it. I'm like, I'm with you, Bookie. It is what it is.
Don't speak him into existence.
Basically, okay. It's like, I don't have anything to do with the game. If I say, hey, the Warriors can't turn the ball over, me saying that is not going to dictate the game. I say all that to say, I was looking at YouTube during the break. In mentality and ever Percy are like, yeah, I don't like when Bonte's talking cocky because the Warriors lose. He just needs to be humble. Hey, fellas, I have no bearings on this basketball game. I'm not taking a single dribble. I don't know what the game plan is. I don't know who the referees are yet, although we'll get there. I have no... What Shasky and I will say today will have no impact whatsoever on the basketball game. Just to let you know. So
I would love to have that kind of power.
Right. I mean, it would be awesome, right? We'd be winning all the time. But talk your talk. It's sports. We have no impact on the game. What we say today, we can think that a matchup is going to happen, and we think that the Warriors are going to win, and we think they just should be playing on Friday, but we have no impact on tonight's game.
All right, which leads me to, you know, you're talking about the Kings just in general. And honestly, as a Warrior fan, I don't think about the Kings often. I'm happy for the Kings. I know some people that cover the team. You know, KC, I've known for quite a while. I'm happy for KC. I know our boy Mattson's up there. Styles is up there behind enemy lines, both of them.
Are they Warrior King fans?
Well, look, again, like people that move to different areas, you try to indoctrinate yourself to the community. I understand it. You know, if your kids are going to school and everybody around them is a Kings fan, I get it. I'm not going to judge. You know what I mean? I don't know what I would do. But I'd say this.
Wait, you don't know if you would... remain a Warrior fan if you moved?
If I moved, I wouldn't move. But if I moved, I don't know. I mean, like.
Oh, my God.
If you worked at 105 through the fan in Dallas, would you be a Luka Doncic guy?
No, absolutely not.
What I'm saying is like, if I moved to another state, all right, and my kid was going to school every day, and everybody there was, I just pick it, like, whatever, let's. Okay, a Florida Marlin fan. Like, all right, maybe we'd be Florida Marlin fans.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But I also wouldn't move.
No, 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 no. No, if I did move, say if I moved to Minnesota and we're around nothing but Viking fans, all right? We're around nothing but Viking fans. Hey, Chez, you know what you're wearing today to school? You're wearing your 49er jersey to school. They let these Viking fans know we don't turn and run away from our teams. We could be 3,000 miles away. We could be 7,000 miles away. We could be 10,000 miles away. I'm going to always bleed black and orange, red and gold, and blue and yellow. I don't give a damn where I move. That's just, it is what it is. Okay. That's what League Pass was invented for. Hey, baby Chez, we ain't never turning our backs on the 49ers. We'll be up at 10 in the morning watching our team, 1 in the morning, 4 in the morning. It don't matter. We will always be Bay Area fans. The hell with that move. That's some bandwagon front runner mentality. Oh, it's because I moved to Sacramento, I'm going to become a King fan. The
I'm
hell with
saying
that.
I'll move. I understand it is what I'm saying.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how you could just. Fine. You know how many fans we meet out here that remain Boston fans, that remain Eagle fans, that remain Charger fans or Laker fans, sure, or whatever it is? Hell no. I don't understand that. I don't understand it whatsoever. People moving up out of the Bay Area, all of a sudden you're going to become a King fan.
I'm saying I get it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm saying I don't get it.
Fair enough. Then we don't see eye to eye. Point being is that I respect the hell out of what the Kings have built over the last couple of years. It's like really nice. I'm pumped for them because I do know a lot of good Kings fans. De'Aaron Fox is a extremely likable dude. If we're banking on guards over the next 5 years, there's only a couple of guys in front of him, and Luka's one of them, right? Like, he's a very likable player. I love Keegan Murray. I mean, I didn't know much about him until the Warriors ended up playing him, watching from afar. What's there not to like? I think he's an ascending young player. I love what I see from him. They've got nice role players. I don't have any mean ill will toward Harrison Barnes.
I thought you was going to talk mess about the Kings today.
Just,
man.
I'm getting there.
Hey, all this praise. We got 4-time champs. How about we praise Klay Thompson?
There's one guy on their team I don't like. I like
Mike
Brown.
How about we praise Chris Paul? The hell with the Sacramento Kings.
Let me get there.
Oh, Lord.
Mike Brown, nice guy. Came on the show many times. Enjoyed him. Then we get to Sabonis. Sabonis. Born on third base, all right? Acts like he hit the triple. Whining and crying, the demeanor of he's the victim every time he touches the basketball. Sacramento acts like they're watching Jokic when he's not Jokic. All right, great. The ball goes through him on every possession. Fantastic. I'm glad. I'm really glad you put up a bunch of numbers during the regular season and you're a 3-time All-Star because we had to give Indiana 2 All-Star nods just because of you putting up some numbers that were hollow in the East on a weak team. Congratulations. Congratulations. You play zero defense. You've done nothing of significance in an actual playoff game. And you don't help winning in the most important months of the year, April and May. So congratulations to Domantas Sabonis for his entry into the play-in game. His season ends tonight like it did last year. And Draymond Green will be there to stomp all over him. And I mean that metaphorically, not physically. And they are going to snuff him out again. He's going to whine and cry. And he's going to try to shoulder every guy who's in front of him. And he's going to play zero defense. He'll be in foul trouble. And his season will end.
Hope he's in foul trouble. Who's going to draw those fouls? Is it TJD?
I think you just put him in action all night.
All right. I'm not mad at that. Look, man, I think defensively the Warriors do have the goods to slow down Sabonis. Draymond Green, I think, does an excellent job on him. Did an excellent job on Zion last Friday. We know about Draymond Green defensively. I think Looney, you can dust off Looney in this basketball game. This is where Looney can be used to get some big like Sabonis. He knows what he's going to do. He knows his actions. Sabonis is not the most athletic guy. He's crafty. He's fundamentally sound. I'll give him that. But Looney can handle that. Looney can handle that for about 8 to 12 minutes. And then TJD, I'm very eager to see how TJD does against Domantas Sabonis. So I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about the head of the snake, if anybody. Keep De'Aaron Fox out the paint, and I think he'd go a long way to winning this basketball game. I really do. Sabonis is solid. Look, Sacramento loves him. And I've told everybody in Sacramento, you would not take that next step with Sabonis. He should be a bridge to another superstar if you could get one. Sabonis will get his numbers, but how impactful are those numbers? There's times, like last year in Game 7, you could watch 7 straight possessions in the third quarter where Sabonis just blows it. He blows it. Now, if the Warriors leave him open, is he capable of hitting that 15-foot jumper that the Warriors invited him to take all last season in the first round? That's the key to me. That's a sign of improvement. If he's hitting that jumper, then maybe you got to switch up your coverages because the Warriors left Sabonis wide open to the elbow and said, go ahead and shoot it, buddy. Shoot it. And he wouldn't shoot. He wouldn't shoot. So I want to see if he's grown or not. Let's go to Manny in Sac. Oh, we got a lot of callers up in Sacramento. What up, Manny? Manny, good morning.
Your boy, Siri Obante.
What's up, Siri?
I got my T-shirt ready for tonight. You're going to be smiling all over the beam. But I got beef with Wachowski right now.
Oh, here we go.
Because what's that? You got all this vitriol for Sabonis, right?
Yeah.
But you got a dude over there that's not, you don't even know what you're going to get every day. If he ain't taking his meds, if he ain't talking to a psychiatrist, if he's not sitting in that little bunker where nobody knows where he's at in that dark corner that he did for 8 weeks, like he was waiting for.
You
for
wish you had Draymond Green, doggy.
No,
you wish you had Draymond Green over Troy Murphy Jr., a.k.a. Domantas Sabonis. Get out of here. You wish you had Draymond Green on your team. In fact, you tried to sign him last year.
I don't need 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists like he's some brilliant. He barely does anything. He wants at the rest more than Sabonis does.
So when Draymond hits a three tonight, and starts cowering over at the Kings bench, he's looking at you, doggy. Just remember that. He's looking right through your soul.
I'll be looking right. I hope he stops me so he can go crawl into that locker room and act like he did something to motivate the team when all he does is, you can see it on Steph's face half the time. I can't wait till he retires so he can do that book where he is cussing Draymond out.
Because well, when he retires, he's going straight into the Hall of Fame. I hope you understand that.
Average. That's what he is, the Hall of Average.
The Hall of Average.
Hey, man, if you got to wake up, you got to root for Sabonis, dog. Sabonis. Imagine that. Domantas Sabonis. Will he show up tonight? 888-957-9570. What is the matchup you're watching for tonight, Dub Nation? What is the matchup that will go a long way to determining the result of this basketball game?
That's a tremendous question.
Yeah, it's a tremendous question. Thank you very much, Sam.
No. That's gone too far.
You could tell how insecure Kings fans are because they're all up in our YouTube. Gosh. They're all up on our phone calls.
No, we've created something special. I love the King fans calling. I love their passion. I do. I just would never move up to Sacramento and become a Kings fan. I don't know where you were going with that one. No, all right, I know you said you understand. I don't understand it whatsoever. Shasky, you're 415-er. If you move to Miami, you're really going to be a Marlin fan, donkey? Come on, man. It is a Warriors game day, by the way, presented by Xfinity, and we hope it's not the last Warriors game day. At home or on the code, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, no compromises. Warrior fans, what's the matchup to watch? 888-957-9570. That's coming up on the roast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.